I want to welcome you to the show today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's just such a pleasure to have you guys watching. Please don't forget to subscribe wherever you are. And most of all, have a good time listening and be inspired, because we have an author here today. But not only is he an author, I have to say this. I have to go back and I have to do this right, because he's got a name. A long name. I'm going to do my best. I don't remember the last one he told me. But he did tell me Reverend Dr. William Rocky Brown III. I did it.
Yeah.
Now did I miss one? I'm so sorry.
It's no problem. It's Reverend Dr. William Lewis Rocky Brown III.
I knew it. I couldn't remember the middle name to save my life. Lewis. Oh, thank you so much.
But you did great. You did great.
Thank you.
In fact, when I get to the pearly gates, and if they say they don't know me, I'm going to ask them to go find Yaya. She can introduce me.
And I'll hopefully remember your name. Your middle name. Lewis. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Yaya.
Oh, anytime. You know, I love authors because, you know, without an author, how would we even know anything?
Right.
Anything. I mean, math. Going out the, forget it, you know, ABCs, unless you can write it down. Even people who are in the caves are writing it on the walls. I mean, you got to have an author, right?
Right.
And so literally speaking, I want to find out what led this whole thing. Why did you write your book, and what led up to writing 800 sayings by old folks who raised us? Because I already know a few of those.
Okay. So let me say, back in 1979,
oh, goodness.
I went into the ministry and started writing for a publication out of Philadelphia, a weekly community newspaper called Scoop USA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started writing articles, and I just was continuously doing that for, like I said, 40 years.
Wow.
Well, back in, it was 40 years now, but back in 2015, with 2013, I left my job at the time I was a therapist, and I had been a therapist for 25 years, and I wanted a change. I wanted to do something different. So I left my job. I stepped out on faith. Mm-hmm. And while I was doing that, I realized I needed an income. Mm-hmm. That unemployment wasn't enough.
Hello.
So it sparked me. Why not take some of the writings that you have done and create a book?
Mm.
But that was going to take a while.
Yeah.
Then I thought about, you know, we often say when we're talking to our mothers and grandmothers, Mom, you have all these old sayings. You need to put them in a book. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, yeah, you're right, and I'm going to do it, and they never do it. I was inspired by my late grandmother, who would always give me these sayings. And I said to myself, I am going to put those sayings that she gave me in a book. So I started off, it was going to be 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me get this book together quick, and this can be another avenue for me to have an income.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off with the 200. Then I realized, oh, that's not enough. So what I did at the time, I was, and I still am, assistant pastor at my church. I started asking some of my church members if they had any old sayings that their mama or grandmama used to say.
Mm.
Because I live in a community, Chester, Pennsylvania, where a majority of the people migrated from down south up here. My grandmother being one of them, from Mobile, Alabama. Mm. Well, even though they left the south, they brought that culture with them and the old sayings. And those sayings were so powerful. Not only did they make you think, but they would say some things that would make you realize, if I don't straighten up, she might kill me and get away with it. So I started writing them, and I started asking people. And then at the time, I'm very involved in what we call the Prince Hall Masons. I don't know if you're familiar with Prince Hall Masonry. Prince Hall Masonry is the first fraternal group. I'm also in a group called Omega Psi Phi, which is a fraternity, and the Elks. Mm-hmm. But in Masonry, they have the Eastern Stars. And at the time, I happened to be blessed to be the Grand Worthy Patron of Pennsylvania, meaning mm-hmm. that I was the male head of the Eastern Stars for the state of Pennsylvania. Wow. And so I was traveling a lot. It's a lot of older members in there. And I kept asking them, do you have any old sayings that your mom or grandma or dad or granddad used to say? Mm-hmm. Oh, they started giving them to me. And before I know it, I had about 400. And then I said, well, it doesn't seem like that's enough. And I kept researching. I kept asking people until finally I got to 800. Mm. And I just felt like the Spirit of God was telling me this book for now is complete. And so we published it with 800 sayings, from sayings that go all the way back, you might say, towards the time of when we were sharecroppers and all the way up until the times of the 70s, the 80s, you know, stuff like the younger sayings would be, you got to have a J-O-B
if you want to
be with me. Ain't nothing going on but the rent, you know. But then we go to original ones like, you know, I was raised by a strong Black woman,
mm-hmm.
and I had a bunch of strong women in my life,
right?
And they didn't play. Mm-hmm. So when my mom said to me, and I know this saying is universal, I brought you into this world,
and I'll take you out.
You know, and my father was a judge, and I thought she could get away with it because he was the judge, and she would get off. You know, and I'll never forget, she would say stuff like, does money grow on trees?
Yep.
And you know, yep. I say that now. I teach school. I teach, and I'm blessed to have created a curriculum where I'm teaching children positive attitude development, anger mm-hmm. management techniques, and discipline. It's mm-hmm. entitled Harambe Maya Child, which means pull it together and manage your attitude, child.
Mm.
And this whole program is designed to teach children how to control their emotions so that they don't grow up, hopefully, to be a murderer, trying to stop the violence in the community. Well, anyway, there's a saying in the booklet where it says, money don't grow on trees. Well, my little third graders, 8, 9-year-olds, will come back and say, well, Dr. Brown, isn't money made out of paper? And doesn't paper come from trees? And, you know, so they try to come back with that type thing, but they're familiar with them. One of the ones that's in there, and you'll hear this a lot, especially with kids, and we have fun saying it. I love this saying. You know how, I don't know if you experienced this, but you would go into a store. Your granny would go in the store, and your siblings and your mom's talking to you, said, look, now we're going in this store. And when we get in there, don't you ask for nothing. Don't you touch nothing. Don't you look at nothing. Don't you put nothing in this cart because you ain't getting nothing.
That's right.
So those are the kind of sayings, the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, goodness,
you know, no. I got eyes in the back of my head. I'm going to knock you in the next week. You're going to be looking both ways for Sunday. You smelling yourself. He's sharper than a tack.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard so many sayings in so long. You brought back so many amazing memories of my childhood. My godmother always used to tell me, it was my grandmother. My grandmother, she always used to tell me, grandma, smack the black off and you don't stop. I said to her, is that how you turn white, grandma? Because she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that must hurt.
One of my kids asked me if that's what happened to Michael Jackson.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, no pun intended. I'm not laughing at that. But just what kids say, what they say, I mean, and what they believe. I thought it was true, too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, so they have been using this book sometimes in senior centers and nursing homes doing show and tell, or to help seniors bring back memories from their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest things that I found out from some families, they have taken this book, let's say people you know, who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s and taking them over their mother's house, who is much older than 70s, 80s. And the mother has seen the book. And many of them have said, their mother said, do not leave this house with that book. It is mine now.
That book is mine now.
Yeah. And so it's become a treasure, a jewel. Oh, wow. It also helps out with intergenerational communication.
Yes.
Because the family can sit down. Young people show an interest in this. I'm talking about young, like 8 or 9 years old. And they'll be saying, well, Grandma, what does this mean? And why did they say that? And it helps communication between the generations. And I'm just so excited for what this gift that God has given me. Mm-hmm. And we have it now on ebook. We also have it in audio.
Right.
And so we're working on a new edition in about 2 or 3 years where we're going to have 1,000 sayings.
Mm.
And we're just going to add to that. And what I'm telling my daughters is every 4 or 5 years when I go on to glory, just add more sayings to the book. Mm-hmm. And it'll grow. Because as time goes on, sayings change. Give an example.
Yeah.
When I was little, I didn't know anything about OMG.
Me either.
Now it's oh my God. And almost to a point when kids say it, it's kind of getting smart with the parents.
Yeah.
You know, that's like talking back when you say, oh my God, do I have to?
Yeah. It's changed.
Right.
It used to be, oh my God. It was just a surprise. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Now it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they do change. It does. That is so cool, though. I mean, what a great book to bring back amazing memories, especially, you know, you said 1979. In 1979, I was 7.
Okay. Bless you. Okay.
I was 7 years old. And seven? Yeah, I was almost, I was born in 72, so I was 7. And literally speaking, all of these things and all of these sayings, you know, the pot calling the kettle black, you know,
mm-hmm.
You don't even know what you're talking about. You just a young whippersnapper. You know?
Yeah.
it's all of these things. Oh my gosh. Just the memories alone.
When that's I used to come into the house and my grandmother would look at me and I'd be like, why are you looking at me? What you looking at? She'd say, the cow jumped over the level. So how come I can't look at the devil? You know, little things like that.
Oh, you would call the devil? Oh, you must have gotten a lot of trouble.
Well, yeah, I was a teenager then. So, you know, she was like checking on me. Oh, boy, my grandmother used to do some. I'm blessed. I was raised by my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, my parents were still living. But unfortunately, it was better for me to move and live with my grandparents because of dysfunctional things happening in the family. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll never forget. She used to do all kinds of things. If I was coming home late at night and she wanted to, you know, smell my breath and all, she used to put pots on the steps. So when I would come in and it'd be dark and I would hit the pots, she would like, come in here and let me smell your breath. She was so great. Then she would always have some kind of saying. And sometimes I'd ask her, what does that mean? And she would say, I don't know. Think about it. Figure it out. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but some of the sayings in the book are, you know, you barking up the wrong tree.
Oh my gosh.
You know, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know. Don't judge me if you haven't walked a mile in my shoes.
Oh my goodness.
Or, you know, you go in a store and your mom say, you break it.
You bought it. Yep. Oh, stop. This is, oh my God.
Too many fish.
Oh God.
What's that one? Too many fish.
Oh goodness.
Too many fish in the sea.
Oh, in the sea. Cause no, there was one saying, it was too many fish can spoil something, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay.
There's another saying about too many fish. I don't remember, but yeah, too many fish in the sea. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. And if you've seen it, if you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
You seen one
for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
You stop it. Just stop it. Stop it. This is amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it. I can't wait for the things to continue and for your children to take on. You know, being that this is so much fun, what kind of memories did this bring back for you as you wrote it?
Well, it just gave me an opportunity to think about the times that I spent with my grandmother. When I wrote the book, my grandmother had already passed away. Mm. She passed away back in 1992. Mm-hmm. So I first wrote the first edition of the book in published it in 2015. And we just come back with a new edition of the book. And so it just gave me an opportunity to think about all the wisdom that she gave me in the great times. And I just thank her. I just thank her every day. Every time I do an interview about the book, anytime I get a report on sales, I just look up into heaven and I just say, thank you. We called her Mother Dear. She was from Mobile, Alabama. Mm. She just had a wealth of information. She was a person who was very religious. Mm-hmm. And one of the, in fact, her and another young lady were the first female trustees in our church. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, that was not heard of, you know, women in leadership positions in the Baptist church. No. And so she was one of them, but she always clung to family. And she always had these sayings that she would use that she said she remembered from her childhood that her grandmother or her great grandmother told her. And so she just shared it with me. And I am so happy that I've been able to create this book that has jewels, not only coming from my culture and my family, but others, be it African-American, be it Southern, be it European-American. These sayings will cross cultural lines and people will be thinking about their childhood, and it just brings back great memories.
It does. And you know what? I'm going to do something really quick because I have Audible and I absolutely love this. I have to hear all these sayings because I have to go down memory lane.
But here's the great thing. In the audiobook, I picked the actress who speaks Southern. So she sounds like the woman from the Popeyes cartoon. I mean, commercial. Ready? Yes.
So watch this. You ready?
Yes.
There you go. Just purchased.
Okay. Great. And
it is in my library. I'm going to show you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're going to love this. But let me say this to you. You got to get the printed book and you got to take it to a family gathering. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an intergenerational fun time and you guys are going to have a great time. Especially older people get excited because they get to tell the young people about their childhood and their experiences.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is, I'm ready. I am ready. Hold on a second. I want to hear.
I'm fixing to. 2, you reap what you sow. 3, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Mm-hmm. But you can salt his oats. 4, going down yonder.
Go down yonder.
5, sit down and behave.
Oh, I got that one.
6, ain't got enough sense to pour piss out of a boot with instructions on the bottom. 7, wrench me that. 8, what is hidden in the dark comes out in the light.
We keep going. Oh my gosh. I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to bring back some of those sayings because they were just too good not to.
Do you have children?
I have grown children.
Okay, so you have grandchildren?
Yes, I do.
So now you can play the role as Big Mama.
Oh, yeah.
And bring this book out. And, you know, like this one is, don't suck your teeth and roll your eyes when I'm talking to you.
That's right. I did that.
You ever got a backhand lick?
Oh, And what I had to go get the switch and
take off. In there too. Go get me a switch.
Go get the switch. Take the leaves. You had to take the leaves off the switch, and you better not get one that will break right away.
But you know what? And that's in there. And I was in a group of a dialogue, and one person said to me, "Well, my situation was my grandmother said go get a switch, and if it wasn't big enough, then she would send my sibling out to go get one." And, you know, if I had just made my sister mad or they had just made, you know, the sister going to come back with something really big.
Oh, yeah. But,
and then one person told me about their grandmother, and I told her, though, this is kind of from slavery. This kind of went too far. Their grandmother used, if they were really did something bad, she would take three of them and soak them in water, then twist them together and spank them with it, but make them wait.
Yeah, that,
I told him that was from slavery. That was too rough. Too
much. Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot right there.
But that brought some memories. But the person who was saying it were in their 80s at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. That's pretty much, that's back from that time. And unfortunately, that was, go ahead.
But that was our culture.
Yeah.
And you know, and she was explaining to tell the kids, you get away with murder now.
Hello.
When I try to tell the students at school that I used to get a whipping in school from the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Then go to the principal's office and got a paddle.
Yep.
And then if my mom met me up there, she would come looking old funny, old kind of way, and spank me right there. In fact, my mom one time came up to the school. I was in the principal's office, and I was acting up. I had acted up in the classroom. She took me back to the classroom and spanked me in the classroom in front of my classmates. To this day, every now and then, I'm in my 60s, one of my old classmates would remember. Like, remember that time your mom beat you in class? I'll be like, how could I forget it?
Oh my gosh. No, it was, I used to get in trouble all the time in school. All the time. And my grandmother would not come to the school. She I get my beating at school from the teacher and the principal, but on the way home, everybody knew I was in trouble. And so there would be phone calls made to my neighbors.
Yeah.
And I get a beating on the way home by my neighbors, get a beating on the way home by my godmother, get a beating on the way home by my grandma. By the time I got home to see my mother, my mom says, I'm not even going to hit you. I think you've been hit. How many times since you hit you?
Going up there.
Yeah. She said, go to your room. Just go to your room. I don't want to see you right now. Just go. And that was it. Well, I'll tell you. Wow. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Reverend Doctor, for being on the show. I truly appreciate it.
So can I say one last thing?
Yes, definitely.
I do have three other publications coming out.
Nice.
They are called The 3-in-1. A trilogy of spiritually filled motivational messages. Mm. Now, the first book is 366 messages that you would read once a day. Mm-hmm. The second book is 52 messages that you would read once a week. And the third book is 12 unique sermons that you would basically read once a month.
Wow. Wow. Well, we're going to have to definitely... I'm hoping that people can find you and find that. I'm going to put your website and your link to your website because I figure you have all of that there.
On my website, they can also sign up to get my daily blogs.
Awesome. Awesome. Great, great. Well, we're going to put the website link in the description box, and we're going to you can go here and go to 800 Sayings Old Folk right here where the QR code is and scan that in and go to the Amazon link to get this book like I did because I got the book already on Audible. And you can get your printed book. Definitely get a printed book because this is something you're going to want to take. Maybe even have trivia questions because I can already see the trivia questions coming from this. But thank you so much, Dr. Reverend, for being on the show, or Reverend Doctor, right? I'm getting it all confused.
Just think of Martin Luther King. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Reverend Doctor. Definitely, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it so very much.
Thank you, and God bless you with all much success in all your endeavors.
Thank you. And
it was a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. Thank you. And thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to go and get your 800 sayings that old folks, I mean, I don't know. It's the 800 sayings by old folks who raised us. All right.
Yes. In fact, the front of the book, I'll close with that. The front of the book is a picture of me as a baby, 2 months old. And the ladies on the front of the book, the ladies in the middle are my great grandmothers. And the ladies on the outside are my grandmothers. The one on the right is the one that inspired me from Mobile, Alabama. And the one next to her is her mother.
Wow.
So these are my grandmothers and great grandmothers.
That is amazing. Wow. Well, thank you so much again. And thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Don't forget to dare to be different. Until next time, guys, have fun. All right. This is great. I love it. Thank you so much. Until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on YouTube and Instagram. Thank you for watching.